And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. It's entitled, The Best or Bust.
Ooh.
The Best or Bust. Also, Russell Shubin, Director of Christian Outlook, joins us to review the best of the best of the best of the best and not the bust. From Christian Talk Radio, we're going to take a look at what the Lord does send. Everybody asks for an advanced telegram. Well, I found a scripture that shows there's an advanced telegram that comes to life from the Lord. And we'll close out today with today's Facebook, where we need to turn.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. By the way, yesterday we added listening. That's a good one. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Yeah, we got to cover some of it. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? Call us 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to go to break right here, but you'll have a chance to listen to the fabulous SRN News coming up your way.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has a warning to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un if he continues his threats to U.S. territories and allies.
If he utters one threat in the form of an overt threat, which, by the way, he has been uttering for years, and his family has been uttering for years, or if he does anything with respect to Guam or any place else that's an American territory or an American ally, he will truly regret it, and he will regret it fast.
The president's remarks continue his tough talk against North Korea in the past several days, but the Trump administration has also been quietly engaged in back-channel diplomacy with North Korea for months. The U.S. has used the channel to try to address the fate of Americans imprisoned in the communist country and deteriorating relations between the longtime foes. The push to get rid of Obamacare continues.
The conservative House Freedom Caucus is launching an effort to force a vote on a repeal-only measure that first passed 2 years ago. The so-called discharge petition would bypass House leaders and force the floor vote if it gets signatures from a majority of House members. The Senate rejected a similar measure last month. A number of Republicans want a replacement plan in place before voting to repeal.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Vice President Mike Pence was back in his home state of Indiana to heap praise on an Indianapolis anti-violence group, the 10-Point Coalition. Vice President Pence says cities will be safer if there's plenty of training and job opportunities.
Our administration will continue to work with Indiana and states around the country to ensure that every American, young and old, has the opportunity to develop the skills they need to succeed in the careers of their choosing.
Local officials credit the group for a drop in homicides. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 14 points to 21,858. The NASDAQ rose 40. The S&P advanced 3. Oil up to $48.82 a barrel. This is SRN News.
AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to, man to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve! It's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Stop that boy, don't let him go. Just stop that boy, don't let him go.
Oh, welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Want to get this show rolling, tell you the first thing you need to know. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool. There's so many things we say about Sam on a regular basis. He's been a big sponsor for the show for the last, I think, just about 4 years. And Sam does excellent work. I think everybody kind of knows that. And he gives thousands and thousands of dollars through the house sales that take place through the show. He gives that to San Diego ministries all over. Totally awesome. Him and Steve have really made a great connection. And Sam, through the people that have purchased houses, Sam has been able to give enough money to Whitefields for them to build roofs and collect waters and bring clean drinking water into all these villages. Just a kind of a cool connection thing that they're doing. Here's all I'm going to tell you. Real estate, anything, you just give Sam a call. You don't have to make a commitment. You don't have to sign anything. Just talk to him. If you're like, man, I might be a full year out. No problemo. Just give him a buzz. Talk to him. See what he's got to say. Because what Sam does is he does the immediate and the long term and the intermediate. So you kind of like got it all covered. The short, intermediate, and long term. And even if you're thinking, man, it could be a real long time, but I want to know where I'm at, give Sam a call. He'll help you out. First, you can go to his website, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com, as in think about it, as about Sam, and then it's about thinksam.com, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. And if it's not for you, and it's for somebody else, and you're thinking, man, I got to connect them, then we say send them to Sam. That's what you got to do. Send them. Send them to Sam. All right. Here we go. We're going to do a little bit of something that came up just recently, and this is our E.C.O.L.A. What's Bugging Me, brought to you by E.C.O.L.A. Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. E.C.O.L.A.Termite.com. 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. Okay, here is the thing that's driving me nuts. I don't know what to do about it. I'm still working on it in my own brain. So there was this time where you would be watching television and not every show would be some kind of political statement. It was a lot more fun when it was like Lost in Space, you know, or, you know, Green Acres or something like that. So now I've realized I've been checking my own viewing habits. And because politics have become such a part of sports, it turns out that I have dropped my sport intake by about 80%. And I was thinking, you know, they didn't have to ruin it by trying to make everything about an issue. Sometimes you can just go out and play baseball because guess what? It's baseball. Sometimes you can just watch the ballet because guess what? It's just the ballet. And I said that for my wife's sake, not for my sake. So that's what's bugging me, the idea that you just can't watch simple things anymore because everybody has to say something about something without doing it, what it is that you're watching for. I believe there was a book that said, Shut Up and Sing. I think that's a good title. I think everybody who's in entertainment should at least consider. All right, let's get into our DDD. I do want to remind you, don't forget about the K-Praise app, free for right now. At least for right now, you just go to your app store, type in KPRZ. You get the app. We're going to be doing our contest with the authorization. You're talking about money. You're talking about food. You're talking about pizza. You're talking about ribs. Yeah. And now that I haven't had lunch, I'm really hungry. All right. The title of this is called The Best or Bust. The Best or Bust. Malachi chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. Malachi chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. But you ask, how have we shown contempt for your name? You place defiled food on my altar. But you ask, how have we defiled you? By saying that the Lord's table is contemptible. When you bring blind animals for sacrifice, is that not wrong? When you sacrifice crippled or diseased animals, is that not wrong? Try offering them to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Would he accept you? Says the Lord Almighty. So there is a principle, not just in Malachi, but you get this in the book of Genesis, where Cain and Abel were giving their offering. The first place you really get a handle on offerings, the real close look at it. And when Cain gave his offering, Cain gave an offering that had to do with some of the stuff that he had, kind of like almost the leftovers, where Abel gave the best of his flocks, he gave the best of what he had, and he offered it unto the Lord, the best, and not what's left over. So you start that in Genesis, and you see that same thing theme throughout all of the Old Testament. You see it through the New Testament too, but I'm just talking about the Old right now. So you see it through all 37 books, or 39 books, sorry, my bad. And through the 39 books from Genesis number 1 to Malachi 39, right, you get the same thing that's being said. You don't offer up to God what you have left over. I cannot stress enough how disappointing that would be if you, it was engaged with you and it was somebody you giving something, somebody giving something to you, and they just gave whatever was left. And there's a contemptibleness that takes place, a contempt that we create against God when we go through our finances, our time, our energy, our mindsets, our processes, and we think, well, you know, I mean, the Lord's got plenty. I'll just do this and this and this, and I'll give him whatever's left over. There is, in that method, a treating of God with contempt. When we offer something that is less than the best, we are insulting the Lord. And for just, you know, kind of like putting it together and, you know, juggling a little, for the common sake of thought, did God give you the leftover? Is that what he gave when he gave his one and only begotten son? Is that who he gave you his son? Was that leftover? Or was that the best there was to give? I know a lot of people think I'm talking about money, and I am a little. I'm not talking about a particular cause. I'm not talking about your church. I'm not talking about where the Lord leads you to give. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about your heart. I'm talking about my heart. Why am I not willing to say, here, Lord, here's, okay, I got $500. You get the first. You don't get the last. I'm not going to have $500. I'm going to pay this bill. I'm going to pay this bill. I'm going to pay this bill. All right, Lord, I have $3.50. I'll give you $2. I'll keep $1.50. That's giving him what's left over. God is supposed to get the first cut. He's supposed to get the best thereof. And you know what's really, really, really scary? Guess what this has to do with? As well as the things that you possess. It has to do with your heart. Do you and I give God the first, the best? Or do we go through Monday through Saturday, and then Sunday is like kind of like what we have left over, and we're just like, blah, there you go. I'm going to go to church. I'm going to do you a favor, God. I'm going to go to church and listen to this guy teach and listen to these people sing. I'm going to throw some money in there, and aren't I nice? And it's like all that we need to do to recognize that is understand that that mentality is a religious mentality. It is a thinking process that says, I'm just functioning because this is what somebody told me I should do. The Lord wants the best of what we got inside our heart from our very being. And if we give him the best of our heart, everything we do thereafter will be the best because we're starting in the center of who we are. So instead of giving God something less and creating contempt, let's give God the best, or it's a bust. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You're going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere. I was younger, so much
younger than today. Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Do you happen to know what termites hate? Termites hate heat. So when it gets blistering hot outside, guess where they go? That's right, into your nice, cool house. They ought to be sending you thank you notes. However, my friend Sue Freeze, the termite lady, owner of Ecola, has a patented process called Ecola Heat that turns the tables on termites and kills them. Yes. And Sue, this is just one of your family-friendly alternative methods of killing termites?
That's right, Dave. We use mostly natural, non-toxic solutions that can be more convenient and less costly, along with traditional methods. Call us today for a free inspection so we can determine the best method of eradicating termites in your home and keep them away. First-time customers get $100 off.
Call Ecola, 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS, or termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly.
Not for escrows.
Have you seen someone who was destined to change the world? Have you looked in the mirror? San Diego Christian College will educate and inspire you through the truth of Scripture and the development of skills that will prepare you to impact the world. It sounds like a life well lived, and it can be your life if you take the right path. San Diego Christian College is here to help you become culturally and globally involved with personalized one-on-one attention in a Christ-centered, affordable, and convenient setting. You've been wanting to do something meaningful with your life. San Diego Christian College will help, from Christian ministry to business to teaching. From a bachelor's degree in business management to a master's of science in business, San Diego Christian College will help you succeed with affordable and convenient classes both on campus and online. Get your degree on your schedule. San Diego Christian College in Santee near the Trolley Center and online at sdcc.edu. Truth, purpose, impact. San Diego Christian College.
Why do Christians suffer?
Billy Graham.
The Bible teaches that afflictions are God's appointments for his children. This world is not a place of bliss for the Christians, for Jesus reminded us that while in this world we would have tribulation.
The Bible also teaches that we can glorify God in those hard times. In fact, the Bible says that death can actually be a time of rejoicing for Christians.
Because there is the confident assurance that they have gone into the presence of Christ. Though there's an empty spot in our hearts, yet the Bible says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. You suffering and afflicted Christians, take courage today. God is always with his people through thick and through thin. Whatever your trouble, tragedy, or distress, I beg of you to trust God.
We can tell you more about trusting God in the middle of your suffering. Go to this website, findpeacewithgod.net. That's findpeacewithgod.net. It's from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Let's go, Padres! Let's show them how it's done. Let's go, Padres!
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I'm going to go out on a limb and say there's something going on between the Padres and the Dodgers somewhere. I could be wrong. I don't know. I just have a feeling that that might, in fact, be the case. All right, let's get ready to talk to our number one guest, discerner of the politically diabolical and divine. He wades through the weeds of talkers so we can evaluate and avoid those who pontificate and bloviate. It's our very own Russell Shubin from Christian Outlook, ChristianOutlook.com, always available to you. Plus, the show airs three times on the weekend, and I think even a fourth, but I'll have to double check. Saturdays, 11 p.m., Sundays, 4 p.m., Sundays, 11 p.m. Russell Shubin, sir, how are you?
I'm doing great. It was a great week. I hope it was great for you and your listeners down there in beautiful San Diego.
Well, it's probably as nice, if not nicer. Okay, it's nicer than when you live, but that's not the point. The point is, I'm just saying, I'm not trying to give you a hard time. I was looking at your breakdown for the show. You guys have got some impacting material, especially Frank's interview. Do you want to tell us about that?
Well, I'll start with Frank since you mentioned that. It was 50 years ago this summer when a woman at that time named Johnny Erickson had a diving accident that left her as a quadriplegic. And so now today, 50 years later, Johnny Erickson Tada, the figure and voice in her own right, but also the head of the ministry, Johnny and Friends, looks back on 50 years in a wheelchair. And if there is an admirable woman who has taken hardship and accepted it well and used her place where God has placed her as a platform to do good works and to proclaim a good gospel and a good God, it's got to be Johnny. And so she has an extended conversation with Frank Sontag in this week's show. And we also have some interesting stuff flipping back to the week's news on we got solid coverage of what's happening in North Korea with Gordon Chang, who's a longtime expert in the region of Southeast Asia, with North Korea in particular. And he joins Kevin McCullough. We also have Herb London of the London Center for Policy Analysis, and he's looking in particular at the UN sanctions that got and the Security Council resolution that got China and Russia on board, which is significant. The concern is that it might be too little too late with regard to North Korea, but that is still at least a short-term or an interim success. Daniel Huerta looks at, from Focus on the Family, looks at the way that our smartphones are changing us, in particular how it has placed our kids at risk. There's a piece in The Atlantic that I have right in front of me here. The title is "Have Smartphones Destroyed a Generation?" And the numerous things, the risk that smartphones put our kids at risk. We are too, but our kids are particularly vulnerable, and they are much more likely to resist, you know, limits or put self-imposed limits on themselves. And we also have an interesting conversation with Glenn Stanton of Focus on the Family, and he deals with marriage and family issues there, and he looks at the pregnancy rates of gay and lesbians, as well as abortion rates for lesbians, and they are higher than the heterosexual population. a very revealing look on human sexuality beyond just the LGBT issues that caught his attention there. And then we finish out with that Johnny segment that I just told you about. So we got some great stuff.
Yeah, no, I like it. Great diversity. And I always like when you do the show and it's got that more expansiveness, because it's easy in your position to be able to just, you know, look, it's news, and there's so much news, that it's easy to miss some of those other elements. And I think, by the way, having Glenn Stan's great. I've had him on several times on the show, just a great guy. There's a couple of things I want to hit because I want to close it out with Johnny. So in understanding Daniel Huerta's interview that he did with Mark, one of the articles that we had come across in the last, I think about 8 or 9 months, was that in Europe they were changing the crosswalks because people were so focused on their phone while they were walking that they didn't have time to look up and see the streets. Is that
so putting an audio? Is they put an audio component or something to the crosswalk?
You know, I think it's a sensor when it just sees people coming up, whether they're looking up or not, and does it.
Yep.
It's so. It's almost like people are, and I hate to say, but they are highly captivated to whatever electronic device they got. They're just tethered to it. They can't get away from it. Is that some of the things that Daniel goes into?
That's the loneliness, depression, suicide, cyberbullying. That is because you're online so much and in so much social media, you're vulnerable to cyberbullying. Sleep deprivation, and then in the related is in this Atlantic piece I mentioned, nearly all the college students, 100% of them, they all had their smartphone with them in bed, and nearly all of them, it was their alarm clock, so that was, you know, they're dependent on it to get up. But what it is, it's the device that never leaves us. And for adults, it's an issue as well, but it's acute for your teenagers, your 20-somethings and your early teens. It's an issue all the way around, and we're not going to change our own behavior or prevent behavior in our kids unless we really start to take it seriously and look at how it's changing us. It's changing our brains, our attention span, a whole range of issues.
Yeah, that's a pretty hot topic. And I, being older, I'm just going to say I have a 60-inch TV. I have a big smartphone. I find it amazing that people watch movies on the smartphone. It's like, are you serious? I can't even see the guy's face. You know, on a 60-inch TV, you can see it. I'm just saying. But I it's just one of those things that it's so attached. It's definitely a dangerous element. I really hope people turn in to hear that because that's extremely important. All right, I want to cover North Korea and then still want to cover Johnny. So North Korea, this thing is nuts. I mean, we wake up and it's like this leader has been saber-rattling for a long time. But now he might have the ability to actually execute something. And the thing that concerns me the most is I don't think he's thinking about 50 years from now. I think he's thinking, I'm going to go out a legend. And that's what concerns me.
Well, I don't know about going out a legend. But the scary thing is it's entire – you and I both are speculating and we're dependent upon speculation about Kim Jong-un. That is, he's a recluse. It's been called the cult country, which I think is a great label for it. That is, he loves the adulation of his people, even though the adulation of his people is at the point of a gun and under compulsion and all kinds of coercive tactics, to where his regime makes East Germany in the communist era, you know, look somewhat tame and normal. That is, there's nothing like it on the planet today. So they're making sense of him is very difficult, and as far as you know what's happening there, what we're seeing is the fruits of Democratic and Republican administrations alike kicking the can down the road, starting most dramatically with Clinton, but under George W. Bush, under President Obama, And now the Trump administration is faced with what we have seen coming for, you know, well over two decades now. And we have to decide whether we can or cannot live with a nuclear North Korea. And I'm one of those who think no. I mean, I was raised, and many of your audience members were raised with the school drills where you have to get underneath your desk.
Yep.
For, you know, and all that. Do we think that that will be something worse that is than a threat of a Cold War, a new Cold War with North Korea? That is, that he's more of a madman than the Soviet Union was at any point.
Yeah,
any of those leaders.
I think what it's just it has that disturbing element. But I think you're right. One thing you said right off the bat that I really you have to focus in on is this is I will readily admit that this is not a Democratic problem. This is a Democratic Republican. Nobody wanted to deal with this problem, and now we got a problem. And it's like, wow, now that he can do something, it's not good. So, you know, from my point of view, and I put this up, and I'm going to talk about this at the end of the hour, and this is that time where you come before the Lord in prayer and ask him to be merciful, because at any point, if the Lord allows it, something more dramatic can happen. So I keep praying for not just safety, but wisdom on all sides and calmness. It just bothers me that I have to pray it with such an urgency out of nowhere. It's like bam, now we have this issue. So it drives me nuts. But I do want people to check it out and see what's going on from the Christian outlook, the Christian worldview point of view. All right, let's close out with Johnny Erickson Tata. 50 years that ministry that has taken place because of her restriction, which is, of course, has never been a restriction, showing that God can do anything with anybody. Isn't that amazing?
It is absolutely amazing, and she has suffered every step along the way, and she recounts even in our interview, she has done this over the years. She gives you a window into what it's like just for her to get her day started, and that this is before her day is started. That is all the procedures that she has to go through and the help that she is needing, and she has done it all and has retained a joy, and this is it's a testament to the reality of the goodness of God's grace. She has joy because she is rooted and grounded in Christ, and she's finding hope beyond this life. And with this life, she's using every day for good. And what a challenge and an encouragement for us. And many, you know, some people I'm sure listening have health challenges, physical challenges. But those of us who are healthy and strong, boy, what an inspiration, for everybody Johnny provides for us.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent. Very excited about your show. I really encourage people to check out the show. We have it here Saturdays, 11 p.m., Sundays at 4 p.m., Sundays, 11 p.m., but you don't have to wait for that if you don't want to. You can go to ChristianOutlook.com and listen to this story. Now, listen, they've got coverage that has to do with kids and technology. They got things going on regarding North Korea. They've got Johnny Erickson Tata talking about inspirational elements. All from that Christian point of view. Excellent job, my friend.
Well, it's great to be with you. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. I'm sure I will, as I'm doing whatever it is that the wife wants me to do. That's how that goes. All right, my brother. I'll talk to you next week.
All right. God bless you.
All right, you too. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hey KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse service, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon said, "To trust God in the light is nothing, but to trust Him in the dark, that is faith."
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Cindy Hess Casper. Cindy writes, "As we exited the parking lot, my husband slowed the car to wait for a young woman riding her bike. When Tom nodded to indicate she could go first, she smiled, waved, and rode on. Moments later, the driver from a parked SUV threw his door open, knocking the young bicyclist to the pavement. Her legs bleeding, she cried as she examined her bent-up bike. Later, we reflected on the accident. If only we had made her wait. If only the driver had looked before opening his door. Well, difficulties catch us up in a cycle of second-guessing ourselves. If only I had known my child was with teens who were drinking. If only we had found the cancer earlier." Cindy continues, "When unexpected trouble comes, we sometimes question the goodness of God. We may even feel the despair that Martha and Mary experienced when their brother died. Oh, if Jesus had only come when he first found out Lazarus was sick. Like Martha and Mary, we don't always understand why hard things happen to us. But we can rest in the knowledge that God is working out his purposes for a greater good. In every circumstance, we can trust the wisdom of our faithful and loving God." Now you can get Our Daily Bread delivered fresh to your inbox. Sign up for the email devotional when you visit odb.org. That's odb.org. Thanks for listening to Our Daily Bread. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. You want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. I got to figure out if my deodorant's not working. I was smelling food somehow in between the segments. I don't know what's going on. It smells like some kind of spicy something. Anyhow, it could be my tea, and I just am able to smell it like for the first time in 2 years. Anything. This segment brought to you by Whitefields Ministries, our good friend Steve Wheeler and his wife Coral. Big shout out to them for committing their lives to taking the gospel in places that people don't normally take the gospels, for coordinating with different ministries and missionaries, helping them advance the gospel and supporting them, and by helping these rural pastors who are kind of like a lost group. If you're a pastor and you're, you know, 20, if you're 20 miles away from somebody in a city, you can just get on the internet, you can pick up the phone, so on and so forth. What if you're 20 miles away from somebody and the only way to get to them and the only way to communicate with them is to walk? Then what? Well, you think, well, there can't be that many. Thousands and thousands of churches in the world separated by distance and no communication. So Whitefields is committed to reaching these rural pastors, helping them financially, spiritually, and inspirationally, educationally. We just encourage you to go to whitefields.org. Sponsor of the show has been for quite some time. Steve and I have been connected for a while, and the Lord has done mini miracle, major miracle, mini miracle for them time and time again. And all they're asking our audience is, hey, just keep praying for us. Whitefields.org is their website. Great place to check it out and see what is happening around the world if you're unaware of the ministry that's taking place. Two things I want to tell you, and then we're going to move on. Don't forget the 12th Annual Pastors Appreciation Lunch taking place October 5th, City View Church. We're going to have our keynote speaker, Dr. Robert Jeffress. He's going to be speaking. You get more information at kprz.com. It's where you got to register, and seating is limited. Last time, we had too many people. We don't want to have you miss out, so get going on that early. Don't miss. Don't get behind on that. Last, I just want to point out Abounding Grace going on at 1:30 and 4 o'clock Monday through Friday, just before and right after our show. Chris Gordon coming on and sharing the truth of the gospel and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's get into our DDD called an advanced telegram. I have mentioned on this show probably, 500 times. Gee, I only wish God would give me a telegram in advance, because then I could know kind of what's going on. I can maybe stop trying to control it, though I don't think I would stop trying to control it personally. But the idea there is that if I can get something in advance from God, I might be able to handle the day better, the week better, the month better, because I know what's coming. So I'm reading in Exodus, and I found the advanced telegram from God in the scriptures. Yep, you're thinking, no way. Uh-huh, no, I did. Watch. Exodus chapter 33, verses 12 through 14. Moses said to the Lord, "It is true that you have told me to lead these people to that land, but you did not tell me whom you would send with me. You have said that you know me well and are pleased with me. Now, if you are, tell me your plans so that I may serve you and continue to please you. Remember also that you have chosen this nation to be your own." The Lord said, "I will go with you, and I will give you victory." I'm reading this, and I think I jumped up a little. It's a little harder for me to jump up nowadays. Moses did nothing different than you and I. Nothing. He said, you know, if you're happy with me, if you think I'm doing good, and you've told me you think I'm doing good, tell me your plans. Now, I know that I'm the only other Christian in San Diego to ask God, "What are your plans?" I don't ask it that way because I didn't see it in Scripture that way. Now I'm going to ask it that way. It's not that God's going to answer. But look at what happens. Moses goes, "Tell me your plan." And God tells Moses the plan, which you and I miss all the time. Here's God's plan. Ready? Here's the advanced telegram. Here it comes. Ready? "I will go with you. I will give you victory." Now, our response? No, I want the details. And God says, no, I'm giving you the strategy, not the details. The strategy is that I'm going to go with you and I'm going to give you victory. Verse 16 of this same chapter 33 says, "How will anyone know that you are pleased with your people and with me if you do not go with us? Your presence with us will distinguish us from any other people on the earth." When God had told Moses, "Here is my plan for you. I'm going to go with you and I'm going to give you victory." And God explained to Moses, "I'm not giving you the details. I'm giving you the strategy." Moses was able to catch in that exchange that if your presence does go with us, it will separate us as a unique people. We will be different than other people. Hey, guess what ecclesia, the church, means? Those that are called out. That fancy word, holy, which everybody walks around and thinks got something to do with bread or got to do with, you know, putting on white clothes. That has to do with being separated from the world, dedicated to God. All we need to know about the advanced telegram is the strategy. And here is the divine strategy. "I will go with you and I will give you victory, but I'm not going to tell you the details. You have to trust." All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 Cape Rays, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then we're going to come back with our Facebook post. Don't go anywhere.
In my heart, there are tears.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 Cape Rays, the Christian station.
All right, it's David James. My friend, Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola, is here. And Sue, you were just telling me that allergies and termites have something in common?
Dave, if you have a problem with termites in your home, but also suffer from allergies and chemical sensitivity, we offer an array of termite control services that will be able to solve your problem without putting your health at risk. Our Ecola heat process uses extreme heat instead of chemicals to kill and remove termites and any other pests that may be infesting your home.
Yes, and you were telling me about the awesome electro gun treatments. It sends electricity through the wood, and you use it as part of your termite control services?
They're very effective. So if you are concerned with your health and are sensitive to chemicals, know that we have an array of options for termite control.
Don't sacrifice your health or the health of your home. Call Ecola Termite Pest Control Services now. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
And so I go into the grocery store with my $150 in cash. I've got my calculator. I'm putting stuff in the buggy and I'm adding it up because I don't want to be embarrassed.
Here's Chris Hogan on Focus on the Family Minute, remembering a time when he changed his financial habits.
No credit cards. I didn't even take my debit card. I went cold turkey. I was going cash. So I get halfway through the grocery store, bump into a friend of mine who starts talking to me. I'm chit-chatting. Lo and behold, I hit clear on the calculator by accident. So what did I do? I go back and I put everything back in the grocery store and I start it over. And I go up to the line and I check out and I think I spent $145 with tax. But I walked out of the grocery store and I thought, this is possible. And it was a little bitty step, but it was a huge movement in my brain shift to stop that habit, to start something new that's going to lead me to somewhere.
Those first little steps lead to bigger steps of change, and you'll hear more at familyminute.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 Cape Rays, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 Cape Rays, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know, if you'd like to reach the show, davidspoon@kprz.com. Also, I want to encourage you to check out the KPRZ Facebook page, where we are tagged in with Godvine. You get an opportunity to see inspirational pictures and scriptures and sayings together, and they're there to encourage people. You know, in the show, we do, sometimes we do a little tougher teaching. Sometimes we do lighter stuff. We kind of run the gamut. But for the Facebook page, there are different instructionals. There are different opportunities to understand the events that are taking place. And there are inspirational elements on our Facebook page. We encourage you to check it out. And you're welcome to make some kind of comment or connect to it. Or I think they really want you to like it. And I guess the way you're supposed to like it, you're supposed to click a button that says you like it. I don't think you're supposed to look at it and go, I like it. I think you're supposed to like it, as in do something about it. Okay, Here we go. We're going to talk about a pretty intense Facebook post that has to do with all of the stuff that we're all going through as the media keeps pouring on us. Issue after issue after drama after drama after bad news after worse news. Remember, in the media business, if it bleeds, it leads. So they never open up saying, hey, John and Mary have been married 75 years today. That's not how they start the show, as you are well aware. So I wrote this Facebook post because it seemed like there was an amping up, a continual amping up that hasn't stopped. And I want to make sure that you and I understand that deeper element had to do some of the things that Russell Shubin and I talked about. Here is the title of it. It's called Where We Need to Turn. Where We Need to Turn. 2 Samuel chapter 21, verse 1. One verse. During the reign of David, there was a famine for 3 successive years. So David sought the face of the Lord. During the reign of David, there was a famine for 3 successive years, so David sought the face of the Lord. 2 Samuel chapter 21, verse 1. Here's one of the things that we need to catch. Just because you are a believer does not mean you do not face trials. Most of us have gotten over that little hump and understand that, yeah, that's part of it. Part of it is growing, developing, the clearing and the refining of our faith. Some people call it the refiner's fire. Fine, 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 fine. That happens. And David was particularly connected to the Lord, and I think that's easily understandable when you get into the Psalms and you read what his heart was pouring out in writing. And even in David's connection with the Lord and his love, and remember, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, even in the things that he went through, there were still trials and troubles, and here David's in charge, and he's 3 years successive that his land has a famine. Now, for some of us, there is a famine of food. That's not a joke. I mean, I talked to somebody not that long ago that has that little bit of struggle going on. There are many people that I talk to, much more people that I talk to, that have a famine on money. I mean, money seems to be for the United States especially, there's people that have a famine. I'm going to say it really nice. There's a people that have a famine on good works. They don't have any. It's like, wow. It's not that you're going to get saved by them, but, you know, hey, every 1 out of 20 wouldn't be terrible. Some people have a famine in classiness. They don't have any class. You think, well, what kind of people? Well, most of the time, that's people that think the entire universe revolves around them, and they don't care whatever they're doing, however they're driving, however they're acting, whatever's going on. It's just them, 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 them. That's famine in classiness. There are definitely people that have a famine in righteousness, and for that, there is a solution in Jesus Christ. Nonetheless, there is a famine in that area. And maybe you have a famine in something else. Maybe you're feeling, you know, more lonely than normal. Maybe you're feeling more stressed out than normal. Maybe you're having a famine of peace. There's not enough peace in your heart and mind. So it causes you discomfort and a lack of rest. The question is, does the solution depend on politicians or on leaders? In other words, is the answer for this famine that was in the land where David was king, is the answer in David? Is the answer in the politician? Is the answer in the leader? No, it is not in a person. The answer is to seek God's face. I know people will tell you it's science is this, or we'll do this, or they've been saying stuff for so long, and they've been wrong for so long. You know, the universe is this old, it's this old, it's this old, it's this old. Well, we didn't know better, and they keep changing and changing. And there's one consistent element, no variableness, neither shadow of turning. It is the Lord. And with a famine for 3 successive years, David seeks the face of God. That's what we need to do as a nation. I wish, I pray every day for this, by the way, I really do, that our leaders would be sensitive to the Lord. They don't have to be spiritual geniuses or anything. Just, they're supposed to lead us. I just want them to be sensitive to the Lord. That's all I want. 2 Samuel 21:1 talks about David in that famine situation. 2 Samuel 21:14 says this, after that, God answered prayer in behalf of the land. Well, you live in a land. You live in a country. God answers prayers from people regarding their land and their country. I can think of nothing smarter than to say to you, we need to turn and seek the face of God to get through the things that we are going through as individuals and collectively. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then you'll hear Marty, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.